Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. It is our Summer Love premiere 2016. Does the 90-day rule always work? All right, that's the topic we're doing today to kick off Summer Love. We'll get into that in just a second. Let me start the show right now by, first of all, saying two words. There's two words that I dwell upon today, two words that I want you to think about. And those words are open carry. Open carry. Okay, because Louisiana, as I continuously remind myself within my confusion today, Louisiana is an open carry state. All right, people can be armed with a gun in plain sight in Louisiana. That's right, Lil Wayne made the song Gun Walk because he walks around his home state of Louisiana with a gun. Because Lil Wayne can do that, and so can Alton Sterling. You understand me? I decided to do gun control in the wake of the Orlando tragedy just last week. Now, I don't think guns should be on the street at all. I don't think we should have guns, period. That's a discussion for another day, if you didn't hear it last week. However, we don't have that gun control yet. There are no gun control restrictions, especially not in the state of Louisiana. Now, Howie Lake and Blaine Salamone, the two officers who were involved with the tragedy that happened yesterday with Mr. Alton Sterling, have been placed on administrative leave. The first thing I want to say is I don't want to vilify whichever officer did not shoot Alton Sterling, because personally I don't know if he did anything wrong other than say that Alton Sterling had a gun. However, this other officer, I don't know if we've identified which one fired the trigger twice. But he should be placed on a little more than administrative leave. He should first be crucified in the court of public opinion, and then he should be crucified in every place he goes, because he has no gun control. He has no people control. You can't tase Alton Sterling. You can't call for backup and just chase him and pursue him while you have him in eyesight until you have enough officers to get him to submit peacefully. I mean, isn't this why you have tasers? Isn't this why you have a walkie-talkie to call for backup? You have to slam him on the ground. You have to kill him. And we are supposed to be just convinced that that's just how you handle a crisis. You, sir, as well as many of your colleagues who are being named by the incident, have no control. And how can we continue to allow for gun control, period, if people who are licensed to carry and trained to use guns properly are not using them morally? One of the best things that I heard Jesse Williams say at the BET Awards is that we meaning the police force, you guys, you manage to de-escalate and disarm and not kill white people every day, and you do. Every day. You know, I don't love Black Lives Matter, but if Black Lives did matter to you, well, then why don't we see these videos of these white people being killed? Because I'm sure they're carrying guns in Louisiana. Now, the one thing I keep thinking about is what if this video did not leak? You know, what if we didn't see this footage? If we didn't see it, we wouldn't know just how serious this was. And the fact that we saw the footage, and the fact that the footage was taken surreptitiously, the fact that it was taken in a car when nobody saw, especially the officers, they didn't see the person taking the footage, goes to show that he did this because he can. He did this because this is just what he does. He did this because he thought that he could just get by with this. This is just what he does. And it's not just him. It's many officers who do this because they think they can. Now, the reason Jesse Williams got all he didn't get excited, but the reason that he took such an onus at the BET Awards and an onus within the past few years, for that matter, to speak on Black Lives Matter and to speak on things like this, especially unarmed or armed in the case of Louisiana and situations like yesterday, is because Jesse Williams knows that it's time. It's time to do something, because we're not new to this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we're abused, we protest, the protesting stops, we move on. We're abused again, we protest, the protesting stops, we move on. We're abused, protest stops, move on. Alton Sterling cannot get back up, but the rest of us, we can. We can get back up, and we can do our best to stay up. Our check is still void. Martin Luther King said in his famed speech that America wrote black people a check that has come back void, and our check is again and again coming back void. Our check is not valid as of yet, and it is 2016. We've had a black president. We've had a We've had history made in every single field you can think of. It's time for us to write our own check and make people cash it for us. We know, okay? We know that if we keep doing what we've been doing, we'll keep getting what we've been getting. And maybe I don't know the exact immediate answer for this, but I know we've got to do it. We've got to get something done. If anyone can figure it out, Jesse Williams might just be the person, but we can figure it out ourselves, and we can get it done. It's time to get it done. Something has to be done. People have to get a voice. We have to get a voice, and we have to get some power, and that's how we get this done. You know, there's tons of us out there who are voiceless, and many of them are harmless and powerless. We have to change that. We have to get a voice, and we have to get power. You know, you're voiceless, you know, and you might wear a hoodie like Trayvon Martin. You may play with toy guns like Tamir Rice. You might sell CDs like Alton Sterling. But, you know, I wear hoodies. I used to play with toy guns when I was a kid. Before the Eric Terrell Show was online, I used to give out the Eric Terrell Show on CDs. These guys are me. These guys are you. These guys are us. And it's time for us to get something done. Go ahead, Asia.
Well, you definitely said a lot. I've pretty much been discussing this all day, and I feel a mix of emotions. I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm outraged. A mix of things. I didn't want to watch the video, for one, but I felt that I needed to watch the video, that it was my responsibility to see what was going on, and I immediately started crying, because there's really no justification for what happened. Like, I really don't understand how two officers couldn't apprehend this father of five children, and you just took his life, you took these children's source of income for this man trying to make a little money on the side. Like, I've never been so engaged online or on social media, but today, and I don't know why, I feel like a lot of people feel the same way. Like, why him? Why now? Like, why? Like, people are getting angry. Like, it's the uprising is getting to a boiling point that, you know, it's enough. Like, enough is enough. There's way too many people. It's way too many cops getting off, going on paid vacations, and something has to be done. And like you said, Jesse Williams made a very good point. He is at some leverage. You know, he does have some leverage because he is an activist and he does have a little money, but he can't even do it by himself. Like, other people need to come forth and put their foot down, because someone like me, like, I will do anything that I can help to aid in this process, but I'm only one person. You're only one person. Jesse's only one person. Like, we haven't been together. And I did see a video today. I don't know if you saw it. Someone posted a video of David Banner telling us kind of how to go about changing these things. And he made a very good point, because he said that there's two things that we should do, and it's not marching, it's not praying, it's not, you know, the stuff that we've been doing. But he was saying to break down these men that think, because you said that they get away with it because they can. They think that they can get away with it. They've seen it happen before. Oh, if I do shoot this man, I'll get paid leave, and I'll, you know, be dropped of all charges, and they'll just be, you know, they'll see that he's a thug or whatever. But he was saying, as far as them that are killing us have importance of money and their family. And if we can somehow detach that, if they knew that they weren't getting paid leave or they were going to be fired from their job and their income to help their families or harming their families in any way, then they wouldn't be doing this. Like, we have to make sure that they're punished. If you don't punish a kid from running around in the store and yelling and screaming, if you don't reprimand the child's going to think that it's okay, and it's the same thing as a human being. If I can get away with it, I'm going to keep doing it. So I feel like there has to be stopped. They have to know that they can't get away with it. That has to be done. Point blank.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real. Asia, I appreciate you. I appreciate your passion. And you already know I meet you right at the peak of this passion and this anger and this confusion, because something has to be figured out. Like you said, Jesse Williams does have some power, and we have to get a voice. We have to get power, and I'm just going to leave it at that. We have to become judges. You know, we have to become politicians. This is the way that I see that we handle this. We have to handle this by ourselves, and we're going to move on. We'll get back to this. Now, listen. Of course, I wanted to start off Summer Love happier, but that just wasn't the case. However, some people have tuned in for this topic, and we will discuss this topic. I was very, very excited to discuss this topic. So for a moment, if we can lift our spirits, let's think about Steve Harvey. Let's think about Steve Harvey, and let's think about Asia, the 90-day rule. I know you have to leave us soon. If you have to leave us, I know you're doing two or three jobs at one time right now. That's totally fine. Now, first of all, listen here. We're talking relationships, and you know what else we're talking about? We're talking about sex. All right, in a few short moments, a few seconds, my special guest is going to join us. I love this man, relationship specialist, and I mean that, Mr. Bernard Green. So you have to wait 90 days before you and this gentleman, obviously we're talking to women today, to be able to have sex if you follow Steve Harvey's advice. Now, appears to be really, really sound advice. Obviously, there's some technicalities, or if you will, some discrepancies to this 90-day rule. First of all, what if you go on 3 dates in 90 days? What if you go on 2 dates? What if you go on 5 dates in 90 days? Some women that I've dated, we were still dating after 90 days. We had sex, and it meant nothing. One of the primary premises behind the concept of the 90-day rule is partially false. And that is that premise that waiting 90 days proves a man really loves you and is not just out to hit it and quit it. Well, let me tell you something. Let me let you in on a secret my special guest may solidify or rebut this. But, well, first of all, there's creeps out there. There's liars out there. There are victims of desperation out there. There are all kinds of guys who are predators. And if you're fine enough, first of all, if you are fine enough, I'm talking about if you are 11 fine, if you are a dime plus a penny, a lot of guys will date you for 3 years just to hit it and quit it. Because trust me, if he doesn't like you that much. Now, I know a lot of women say, man, 3 years. Wow, 3 years. I don't think a guy would do that. That's a long time, 3 years just to hit it. But the thing is, he may be seeing you for 3 years, but he's not seeing you exclusively. You can believe that. Man ain't just going 3 years without getting none. I'm just saying. Now, we're going to break this down. First of all, I saw so many different reactions to Steve Harvey's 90-day rule online, and it goes to show how many different shades of female exist. Women are built differently. See, men are built the same. We're all hoes, all of us. We're hoes until we get married. We're hoes, 100% ho. Okay, a man that tells you he practices celibacy or abstinence is a goddamn liar. We're hoes. These are a few of the responses that I saw to Steve's 90-day rule. A woman said, it's been 10 months, and my BF still ain't getting none. Another response was, yeah, I think 90 days is short. After marriage is best. And then a response that shocked me was Josie Pickens, who responded in Ebony Magazine to Steve Harvey by saying, what if I wait 3 months and the sex is whack? Now let me tell you something. Okay, first of all, a 90-day rule ain't for people who want sex themselves. Okay, if the 90 days is a holdout for you, the woman, then the rule ain't for you. Okay, just have a 5-day rule and just never find love. But this goes to show that women vary from woman to woman. Okay, you got hoes, you got public hoes, undercover hoes. You got women who only want to orgasm privately without people. I call those the toy hoes. They like toys. And women who just don't want to have sex, you got your pure Christians. You got a whole bunch of different shades of hoe. But a man is just a hoe, and that's all he'll be. The 90-day rule is for the man. It is not for you. Let me introduce you to my special guest. First of all, he is the man, okay? I remember growing up, and we used to sit down and listen to the counsel that he would spew, and it seemed like nothing he said was ever wrong. And sometimes I still believe that nothing he says is wrong. He's a guru on many things, including especially relationships. Bernard Green, what's happening, bro? How you feeling?
What's happening, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Good. All good. I'm sorry
let me first, a few extra minutes to
get to you. Go ahead.
That's fine. Let me first just start by saying you two young people just hit the nail right on the head with everything you were saying about the situation with the law enforcement in Louisiana and the multiple times it's happened across our nation. It's getting to be a bit much. And I can't believe it some days when I get up. I'm like, man, how can you expect people not to be angry about this? How can people act like, you know, racism doesn't exist and bigotry doesn't exist? So I commend you young people on just speaking on it. I don't want to get too much into it. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Even giving it a platform.
Yeah, please. By all means. Go ahead.
To you, man, this 90-day rule thing, you know, we had to have this discussion because I had to work discussing it the other day, and I think the 90-day rule is a joke. First, let me just say, I'm not saying don't do it. If I had a daughter, I would want her to practice, you know, safe sex or abstinence, but, you know, that's just a father's pipe dream.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I'm not trying to bash the 90-day rule either. You know, I think it's a great rule, but
it's fine. I think it gives you a false sense of hope, though, because if you can live with somebody and live with them for a year, and you hear women say all the time, "Oh, I was messing with him for years. I did not know he was like that." You're not really finding out a whole lot in 90 days. You're not finding out a whole lot in 90 days. Men are chameleons, and we can turn into whatever we need to turn into, especially when it comes to the woman that we're chasing. 90 days, no problem. But I'm agreeing with you on this one, Eric.
Right.
90 days? I'm going to have a full roster of women for that 90 days. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm talking single Bernard. I'm not talking about relationship Bernard. Now, let's break this down because it's a little different. But in that 90 days, I am going to treat you like a queen for 90 days. I am going to be everything that you want me to be. But understand that on my bench, I have four other players that meet some needs that I need them to meet. Now, I'm not going to break them down like he did, but I'm not gonna break it down like he did, but there's some women that are gonna service needs while I'm waiting on your 90 days. Now, I don't think your 90 days is a bad thing. I don't think if you got up and you just decided to have sex with this person, y'all was vibing or whatever. You know, things happen. Look at your college years. You went to college, and I know couples that are still together. They met the first week in college. And they're married now, but married for years. And, you know, sex happened in that first week. And they didn't wait no 90 days. I know other people had one-night stands, never saw the guy again the next day. So I think, just like you were saying, there's many different shades of a woman. There's many different shades of men. Like, you know, you don't know what you're getting into. That's the gamble that we both take. Now, the 90 days is not really going to deter me from, leopard can't change his spots. 90 days.
That's right. That's right.
I can't change him in 90 days. I can just hide in the bushes until day 91, and then I'm going to get you. That's all I can do.
That's right.
If you really want to know somebody, the 90 days is not necessarily going to tell you what you need to know about this man. That 90 days is to make you feel like you didn't just give him the cookie and give him the world after one or two dates. And that's fine if you want to feel secure in that way. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, what's the difference between 90 and 91 days? So on 90, on day 91, the vault just open up. I can go raid the vault whenever I want.
Exactly.
You still don't know as much as you knew on day 90.
Exactly.
So, got to be careful.
Yes.
Be careful.
Your basic premise is that it's a little too long for you to think that he's realistically dating you exclusively. The 90-day rule.
You're giving yourself
I was thinking, you know, it could be 60 days, it could be 120 days. You know, how does a woman know she's reached that point? Now, I think 90 days might be the time that may have been just most frequent in Steve Harvey's relationships. You know, but
right.
I think you can give up the goods after 60 days, or maybe after 100 days, and maybe still have a successful, prosperous relationship. So how do you think a woman knows when that point has come that she can trust a guy?
That's deep. First of all, let me just say, I hope I'm not offending your co-host, India, in any way. I'm not trying
to. Asia. She's gone. She went to work.
I know she's listening.
She's listening.
Number one, you don't know when a woman is, you know, their minds are really complex, and we call it crazy. We call it crazy, and you know how many times you've called a woman crazy? It's because sometimes you don't know what she's thinking. What is she thinking? The woman that came up with this 90-day rule is, we can get it after 9 minutes or nine months. Eventually, we're going to get it. Now,
right.
I hope you don't think in those nine months or 90 days that you're going to learn everything that you supposed to have learned to, you know, make yourself feel like he's worthy of me giving it to him. I don't know. They just usually when a woman is ready, you know, because she gives you all the signs. Like we know what the signs are. I don't have to get too graphic. Day and age of text messages and emails and all this. You know the signs. At 2 o'clock in the morning phone call, we pretty much know that's a sign.
Right.
This is the question I gotta ask you.
Oh yeah, come on.
At what point did we stop? Did we stop being men and start letting the women take some of this power from men that we used to have when we used to court women? Because that's what it seems like the 90-day rule is. I'm going to put you on a restriction for 90 days. You can't get any goodies for 90 days. Now, in those 90 days, like you said, how many dates have we been on?
Right.
How many dates have we been on? This used to be our bread and butter as men. The courting,
right.
the whole courting process used to be our thing. You bring the woman the flowers. You send flowers to the job. You take her out for nice dinners. You know, you introduce her to the boys as your girlfriend. You know, all these things are the things that used to get you the key to the city. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because the truth is, if you do all of that these days, then she'll want to give it to you after date one. It just doesn't happen. That much anymore.
That's the sad truth of it. Because I remember having this conversation when I was younger. When I had my uncle trying to, you know, and I was trying to go after this young girl, and I had my uncle trying to explain to me how I'm supposed to go after her, and you know, how I'm supposed to treat her, and how I'm supposed to do these things to her. And, you know, these were all romantic gestures and really nice, decent gestures. And it seems like now, in this day of everything now, it seems like the 90-day rule is something to kind of put a break on, kind of put the brakes on how fast you're getting it. Now, that has nothing to do with us. So I'm going to be honest, I don't know why we're getting penalized with 90-day rules when y'all was just giving it anyway. Like, here's my thing. Like, they ever get penalized with 90-day rules after, you know, y'all looked up one day and said, oh, I'm just giving it away too quickly. Well, that's not really our fault now, is it?
I want to say so long to all the live listeners. It's 7 o'clock, and we'll go just a few more minutes for Bernard to give his final statement or final response. It's been real. This is a fun kickoff here to summer love, and
it is.
It's such a gray area. When you think about when you think about 90 days, you just think about 3 months. You think about, can I get to 3 months? And one of the biggest things that comes to my mind is, if you're a woman and you think, how can I make it to 3 months? Well, then the 90-day rule no longer serves you. The 90-day rule is an enemy to you. The 90-day rule is against you. You just want to get your groove on. So the number one rule is that you have to be looking for love. You have to be looking for love in the right place. And my second rule is that he cannot know that you are following the 90-day rule. If the 90-day rule is going to work, those are going to have to be the two things that I think would have to come into play. And you would have to date him at least two or three times a week. I mean, if not once a week. I mean, you got to see the man. You got to know the man. I'm talking about in and out. Stalk the man, for goodness sakes. I mean, you got to know his mama. You got to know things. You got to know what church he goes to, know his history, know his present, know his future. But that's what I would say. If he knows you're following the 90-day rule, well, then he's just going to be marking the days off of the calendar and biting his lip and seething at the mouth. But anyway, I guess you can respond to what I just said, Bernard, and give us your final statement. Let these young women know. I think we've let the men know exactly how normal their hoism is. Let a young woman know exactly what kind of rule, if not the 90-day rule, she needs to be following.
Yeah, I agree, man. My first statement would be, yeah, never let a man know that he's on a 90-day rule, because we will mark the calendar. Number two, you meet a man for the first time, and the first thing you think is put him on a 90-day rule. Well, you need to go check yourself. Because if you just met this man and you're already thinking, I don't want to give him the nookie too fast, this is something that y'all privileged us with. You know, this is what we're used to doing. We didn't make this up. Y'all are used to giving it to us that way. So you can't get mad at us about it. But I will say to them sisters, like, if you just met a man today and you're putting him on the 90-day rule already, I think there's some serious flaws in what you're trying to do with yourself, because a man that's on a 90-day rule, you should know a little longer than yesterday. Like, you should know him a little longer than yesterday. That's the problem that we're really not facing. Steve Harvey didn't elaborate on that part of it.
Right.
That's what we need to be facing. 90 days when you just met somebody yesterday is still hoism. Like, it's please believe me, I want my sisters to be healthy and happy, and I want you to have fun and find the right one. I want you to find love. That should be what you're looking for. And the first place you're going to find love is you need to love yourself. Christ first, and he'll put everything in line for you, really. But if you meet a man yesterday, today, and you're putting him on 90 days already, you're in for a rude awakening.
That's it.
Because we got a 9-day sister in our phone right now.
That's it. Because we've got the girls that are only putting us on the 7-day rule, and we have plenty of those in the meantime. So definitely let them know the deal from the rip. Listen here, we've begun our last three Summer Love series for the past 3 years with Bernard Green. I just realized that. Thank you so much, Bernard. I really appreciate you. You the man, always the man.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Always the man. Next week, Summer Love rolls on. Another good, fun episode. This time, it's funny, today we talked about getting together. Next week, we're talking about breaking up. Breaking up. How to make a clean escape. Next week, baby. Now, until then, especially as you reflect on the tragedy of this current era for us culturally and for our nation, make sure love is at the helm of each and every breath you take. Love is the most important thing, people. Love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love, because all you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God,
amen.
God did it. That's it,
amen.
Baby. Appreciate you, Doug.
All right.